So we're at day five, and the letter E of the PEACE acronym stands for evaluate. So just to recap, we talked about creating a thinking plan. So that's the P, plan for how you're going to think. Day two was expect people to show up as they are. Day three was accepting where you're at and things that happened during the holiday. And C was focusing on connection. So E is really just to evaluate. How did it go? Reflect with compassion. And so instead of replaying everything that went wrong, let's look at what went right. Ask yourself some grounding questions. So, what moments felt good over the holidays, both before and after the gathering, during the gathering? Where did you show up differently? And how did that work for you in your relationship with your teenager, and how things maybe would have normally gone at the holiday and how they went this year? And what will you take and tweak a little bit? Or will you keep the same because it worked really well? So remember, compassion over criticism. If something went sideways, view it more from a scientific standpoint. Like, oh, that's interesting. That's good information to know. That didn't work. Why? Or that did work and why? And maybe choose one tiny shift for the next time. Maybe loosening a rule that doesn't seem so important now, planning more rest time for yourself. Like maybe it's also about thinking, what did you do that you don't need to do? I'm sure there's some things that you can let go of or not do, or maybe have somebody else do. And evaluate just to give yourself information. There's no shame here. If there was something where you did get triggered a little bit and snapped at somebody, and maybe that didn't happen, but you can go back and do repair or connect with that person again if you wish. You just have to evaluate what seems right for you and do it just to empower yourself and give yourself some information. So I hope you enjoyed this little series. I hope you take it and reuse it for your next holiday season or gathering, or just to remind yourself about what's important at the holiday time, and that is to remain peaceful within yourself. It's really about you being peaceful within yourself, not about you keeping the peace between everybody else, because everybody else is in charge of their own responses and reactions. You cannot control that, but you want to think about what keeps the peace within yourself, and that will filter out to the other people in your life, I promise. So take care, and I will talk to you very soon. Okay, real quick, if you're listening to this and thinking, okay, but how do I actually stay calm when my teen is pushing every button? That's exactly what I help moms with in my private coaching. We work on your triggers and reactions so you can parent with more calm and confidence, even on the hard days. So if you want that kind of support, the link to book a call with me is in the show notes.